Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, doing two jobs today. Forgive you. Don't have to.
I didn't ask for forgiveness.
All right, then fuck yourself.
Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Noah couldn't make it tonight because of work. Nice to see where her loyalties really lie. I could have gone to Vicky, the robot from Small Wonders Halloween Party tonight, but no. I'm here, entertaining you idiots. And Vicky is a real hoe. I could have totally scored. Damn it. Here's the show.
What is Vicky doing now?
Talking. You never see, like, Where Are They Now? It's about anybody from that show.
Well, I saw her in another show, but it wasn't that long after she was in that.
Welcome to a spooky edition. I sound really weird.
Yeah, I think she was in the Equal Justice. Remember that show?
Oh, my God. Was Sarah Jessica Parker?
Was she in that? I don't even remember that.
A spooky edition.
That too.
Go ahead. You want to do your horror thing? Yeah, hurry up.
I'm done. All right. I'm over it.
Halloween is tomorrow. That's why Rob was doing that voice. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I don't know if you will even believe this, but the tiny, tiny, tiny table that we usually do our show on is now even smaller in our new facility that we're temporarily using.
Our temporary studio annex that we're at right now. Mm-hmm. It's not so bad.
I feel that if we continue this progression, we'll be eventually doing the show on top of a toothpick.
It's
one
possible.
Day. Like a little piece of oak tag on a toothpick.
It's like we're having a little tea party with like a 3-year-old girl right now. Yeah. One of those teeny little tea party tables. There's a stuffed bear over there. Oh, wait, no, that's Rob.
Sid, would you pass the sugar, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Here you go.
So, Rob is doing the board right now, so you're going to hear a lot less of Rob.
No, you won't.
Oh, you will hear plenty of Rob.
Fuck.
I love how the levels peak when I start talking. It's great.
Well, now you know what Noah has to deal with every week.
Screw Noah.
By the way, Noah's not here this week. What is she doing? Work? She claiming to do work?
Some kind of Halloween-themed thing. It's serious.
Trucks.
They might give her a new certificate for participating in this, so she had to show up.
Oh,
and three gold stars.
That's way too loud.
What are you doing, Rob?
I'm playing with my voice modulation.
Oh, I thought that was going somewhere else for a minute.
Oh, no, we didn't mention at all that we have someone sitting in replacing Noah, a much sexier person. Talking about Axel Rosenberg.
Hey.
Of MetalSucks.net.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, as always, guys.
And
it's a pleasure.
Axel Rosenberg is promoting a big show happening this weekend. Axel, do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it's called the Metal Suck Fest.
How did you come up with that name?
We threw darts at a board of possible names.
What were other possibilities?
Wood Suck.
That's cool.
I like that.
No, the Metal Suck Fest is what it was always going to be called.
Oh, okay.
Suckapalooza.
I feel like we're Wayne and Garth on Handsome Dan's radio show. You know?
Awesome.
The dream is real at last.
Sucker slaughter.
That's happening this weekend.
So this weekend, it's Friday and Saturday, November 4th and November 5th at the Gramercy Theater. And we've got 10 bands each day, 20 bands total. The headliner the first day is Municipal Waste, and also playing are God Forbid, Today is the Day, This is Hell, Howl, Black Tusk, Magruder Grind, All Pigs Must Die, and Prime Evil. And the second day... Oh, and Ramming Speed. I almost forgot Ramming Speed. Excuse me. The second day is Sid's favorite band is headlining. That would be Cynic. With Obscura, The Red Chord, 3, A Life Once Lost, Gale of the Summit, Last Chance to Reason, Fight Amp, Rosetta, and Ultrageist.
There you have it, folks.
So that's a pretty good lineup, I think.
I didn't even know there was a Red Chord 3.
Hold on. Obviously, you would think.
That's true.
Friday more than Saturday.
What?
Friday more than Saturday.
Sean's going to be at the Friday show, not so much at the Saturday show.
like the lineup on Friday. It's good.
That's fine. We need people both days.
Okay. All right. I will fill one need.
Okay. Awesome.
Rob's going to sell sodas at the show.
Throwback. Oh, and I'm sorry. I'm going to mention the ticket price because it's pretty cheap, I think.
Go on.
$30 a day.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
$60 for a 20 band?
Yeah.
Now, what's the time frame for the 10 bands?
The doors are at 5. First band is at 5:30 both days.
You have set lists?
I don't have set lists. But wait, if you buy your tickets in advance, you are entered in a raffle for a meet and greet. So you can like come to soundcheck and hang out with the band.
To meet and greet you?
Yeah. No. With the bands.
No, it's Rob. You help him sell sodas.
Yeah. With just Rob in a room, just the two of you.
Rob will drink his 2-liter bottle of Perrier in the room with you.
And the room, just so you know, is very small and very hot.
Can we just hold on a second? They don't make 2-liter bottles of Perrier,
what is
right?
That
get it right.
What are you slugging on there?
It's a 700 milliliter.
From Fresh Direct. I like that he knows exactly how many milliliters are.
I looked at it.
It's not Perrier, damn you.
But buys domestic.
Yeah. Perrier is too corporate.
Yeah. He calls it freedom water.
What's going on, everybody? Inception.
Now let's hear that play in a loop.
No, now we're completely off the air. Wait a minute, I want to do something.
I don't know. This is great. All right, see you guys next week.
Low life, son of a bitch. Oh, I wanted that to loop.
Wait, did I fix it? I wonder if they could hear us now, though.
Oh, we're on the air. Listen, we've only been doing this for 3 years, so it's hard to get everything coordinated properly. By the way, this is going to be 3 years in roughly a month now.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, into December a little bit.
Robert, hello.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay,
I got it. There was a setting on the cool edit. I mean, on the live stream.
It's only 11 minutes into the show, and we got the sound working. That's great.
That was a very last minute thing. It was a little stressful, but we powered through. This is why Noah is useful on the show.
Yeah,
we get a lot of emails every week going, why do you guys even have Noah on?
I agree.
This and sometimes she'll wear these black leggings that are sort of see-through and you can see her thong underwear.
You can see her whole thing.
So with that said, let's just restart the show.
And welcome to an all-new Metal Injection Live cast. Noah couldn't make it tonight because of work. Nice to see where her loyalties really lie. I could have gone to Vicky, the robot from Small Wonders Halloween party tonight, but no. I'm here, entertaining you idiots. And Vicky is a real hoe. I could have totally scored. Damn it. Here's the show.
Sid, I wonder what Vicky's doing now.
Yeah, you never hear about it.
Welcome to a very spooky edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
That's Halloween is tomorrow.
All right, so, yeah,
you should promo the show.
Yeah.
We have Axel Rosenberg sitting in with us. No, we're going to air that whole opening. That's just a joke.
You're going to take out the 8 minutes of echoing, though?
We're going to take out the 8 minutes of Axel promoting the Metal Suck Fest, which happens this Friday and Saturday at the Gramercy Theater.
Okay.
Do you like how I did that?
Good job. Just in case it gets cut out, can I mention your 2-liter bottle of Perrier again?
It's not getting cut out, but it's 750 milliliters. Thank you very much.
You said 700 last time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was inaccurate. No, it's definitely 750.
There's a gigantic bottle of... It doesn't even say milliliters on here. It's 1 liter.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the Fresh Direct brand mineral water.
officially the third different value you've given for the number of milliliters in your Perrier. Right?
We're going to edit all of this out.
I like how he's not upset that I'm making fun of him drinking Perrier, just that the amount of liters bothered him.
What's so funny about drinking Perrier?
It's very metal to drink Perrier.
Why is it unmetal? How is it less metal than drinking, like, Coca-Cola?
I don't know. Why don't we ask the chat? Let's ask
Please.
The chat.
Also, or you can call in and let me know why it's not metal to drink Perrier. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. What were we going to say?
Have you seen the movie Heathers?
Yes.
Is it when they try to they stage the double suicide of the two football player dudes? Don't they put Perrier in their backpacks to make people think they were gay?
Yes.
There you go.
That was in the 80s, though. We live in different
also,
times.
Also, in 2007, Vicky from Small Wonder changed occupations, and she now works as a nurse in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh.
Tiffany Brissett
is
her name.
There
you go.
I remember that.
Is there a photo of what she looks like now?
Nope.
But what about Vicky, the robot? How's she doing?
She's banging Bland on the side. You know about that.
Fancy. He gave her his nuts.
Oh!
And both.
So I don't know if you mentioned, but Michael Starr of Steel Panther is going to be calling into the show.
Yeah.
At the top of the hour.
I'm excited about that. Funny guy.
People say that it's not metal in the chat because it's French water.
Right.
That's why,
French water.
That's why I don't drink Perrier. I drink the Fresh Direct American brand. No, the reason I drink mineral water is because I'm trying to watch my figure.
Mm-hmm.
And since I can't drink soda, I just drink seltzer.
Well, since it has,
and it's like it's really good seltzer.
Well, you could just drink water.
That's boring, though.
It's free.
Mm, boring. I'd rather pay for something with carbonation.
Elitist.
If it has minerals in it, doesn't that make it metal? Like by definition?
It's not really mineral. It's by definition, yes.
So that's the most metal thing you can drink.
There you go. We've just proved that Perrier metal as fuck.
Tom Araya is going to drink some Perrier on stage.
I think Tom Araya's cum is probably the most metal thing you can drink. Rob, make it happen.
Yes, it is. Wait, what? How am I the... Why am I the reference on this?
Someone just mentioned that you drink cum in the chat. Yeah. Or alleged that you drink cum. I don't believe it.
First of all, I don't drink cum. It's not a regular occurrence. I tried it once.
Right.
It's like absinthe. Just once in a while, feeling crazy.
No, I've tried absinthe far more times.
Moonshine?
Than, I've never tried moonshine.
There you go.
There I go. Where am I going?
Come on, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, me. Thank you, me, for saying what needed to be said.
Do you like to come on, guys?
What's up?
Nothing.
Come on, guys.
Oh, I see. Cause...
Come on, guys.
Oh, no, it takes on a new meaning now.
The comma in the wrong place. Come on, guys.
Yeah. No.
What's our phone number, Rob?
It's 646-929-1357.
Say that one more time.
All over my penis and face.
There you have it. If you type in all over my penis and face,
it spills out our number. Just a coincidence.
If you Google that phrase, Sean's picture comes up immediately.
Right. Is that really
like
true?
No. It's like my Rick Santorum.
I mean, if it is, I don't know it.
Someone Google bomb that, please, right now.
Oh, also.
A human urinal.
That. We got two user submissions.
Oh, okay.
This week.
Let's hear that. Are they good?
Yeah, one of them really had me. Well, both of them had me laughing, but one of them had me on the floor. I'm really just digging a hole here.
Face.
Nobody CCs me on those anymore.
Me neither. I don't think he sent them out.
I didn't want to send them out because I wanted to get everybody's live reaction.
Oh, no, but they used to CC me when sending them in, though.
Oh, yeah, they don't care about you.
I know.
So... here we go with...
You're probably a harsher judge.
No.
I think it's time. That time the show you get some... User submitted, user submission.
User submission.
Here comes some songs created by our fans.
Oh, that's so exciting.
There we go. The first one is called User Fucking Submission.
Mm-hmm.
It is by Despised Reaper 09. That's his junkie username.
Is there any Iron Sheik in this?
There's quite a bit. This is an all-encompassing user submission, I would say.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't just have the Sheik. It has a lot of live cast memes on the show. So here we go. Despised Reaper 09's live cast user submission.
I don't need it. I'm the bad number one. Phil and Selma. Dimebag, you're number one. Why are you kidding me? Dimebag, 37 years old, baby. He likes the Jaeger. He likes the Jack Daniel. He has on the pink beard.
But you're a big green bag.
I don't even remember this.
I don't remember this.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
The ABC thread.
Yeah.
Okay.
20%.
That was like our own live cancer scare right there.
Maggie Gyllenhaal looks like part of her face was eaten away by acid.
Yeah.
The acid that didn't hit Seal hit her in the face.
Zoom it and zoom it good.
Zoom out.
On
her, we need to zoom out.
All over my penis and face.
I got molested.
I got molested.
God gave me that scripture, and I saw it. I said, that's it! That's it! That's the way God wants to sustain the ministry.
All right, that's it.
Cut off a little abruptly there.
Yeah, what happened there?
Did you, like, pot on the soundboard?
No, that was it. He ran out of... He ran out of space on his hard drive, so he couldn't finish it.
He should have deleted Notepad for that last 1 minute.
That
was very good.
Yep. That was really good.
A little anticlimactic ending, I feel.
But a lot of good memories.
Yes.
Yes.
That was from like 2 years worth of show.
And the other one was from Spanky the Hippo.
Is this all about you, probably?
Is this the one that got you on all fours on the floor?
What? Wait a minute. Before you play that, what does that mean?
I don't even understand that.
You said one had you on the floor.
Oh.
And Sean wants to know if that's the one that did it.
Yes. Yes. This is the one. Hold on.
Thank you for that.
That was it.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it?
I speak fluent, Sean.
Good. You're the only one that does.
Wasn't that one amazing? All right. Here it is. This one is called Iron Sheik. Lots of Iron Sheik references.
People love
Let's him. Play some Tetris, motherfucker. No good motherfucker. Almost are going to jail for you. But you are another fucking jackass. No good motherfucker.
There we go. So that was Thank You the Hippo's submission. Right now we have a
very good
call. Yeah, that was a great one. We have a caller, 480. You are on the live cast. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, guys. It's Nina.
Hi, Nina. How you doing? How you been?
Guys. I've been pretty good. Just been busy. I just wanted to call and say I actually had a dream about Rob.
Oh, dear.
Hold on. Hold on.
It was really funny, though. Calm yourself.
Calm myself?
Yeah.
Calm. She's implying that you thought it was some kind of sexual or something.
Oh.
Right? I don't think he thought that. Go ahead, Nina.
No, he was just getting all, whoa there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, so what's your dream?
Okay. It was like when my school was having homecoming. So that was kind of like in my mind. And then in my dream, Rob was nominated for homecoming queen.
Of course.
And his date was Dimebag.
Oh, Lord.
And he was like running against some random girl. And he wins, and he's like all in a Jessica Rabbit kind of dress, like those red ones. And then when he wins, like when they say, Roberto Pasboni, then he's like, oh my God. And he's like starting to cry. And then he like pushes the girl off the stage, and he has this little tiara on his head with little flowers. He's a giddy little schoolgirl.
Wow.
But then the next day, he goes to a Pantera concert, and then Dimebag dies in that one.
Aww.
And then the Sheik comes out and comes up to Rob and is like, why you killed the Dimebag? He took you to homecoming, you no good motherfucker.
I see, Rob, you killed it to the Dimebag.
Oh, wow, that's a sad story.
Rob had that same dream last night.
Rob actually was dressed up like Jessica Rabbit last night for Halloween.
Maybe that was a vision and not a dream. Like, it was someone telling Nina who actually killed Dimebag so that she could go to the FBI. You do live in Arizona.
And then they just want me to solve the puzzle.
Hallucinogenics there. Maybe you just rubbed off on you by osmosis or something.
And a lot of assassins.
Yeah.
I do like that he was turned Latin, though. He was Roberto.
Roberto.
No, it's Roberta.
Roberta. Oh, that's cruel.
Well, he was in the dress.
It was a dream. I
sexy dress
couldn't control it. Oh, but then Noah was in it, too, and then she just started crying on the stage because Robert killed Dimebag.
I was going to say, because Dimebag was dead, right?
Wait, so I beat Noah in a beauty contest?
No, you beat some like random girl, like little high school girl at homecoming.
You wait a minute, you gotta back
like,
up.
Like you won homecoming queen.
Coming.
That's yeah.
So, okay, I'll take it.
But, right.
So and Noah was just there to support me then. Why was
no?
Noah...
She was just watching the show, and then when you killed Dimebag, she just started crying.
How did he kill Dimebag?
Yeah, how did I kill him?
With a gun.
With a gun.
That was just alleged by the Iron Sheik. He didn't actually do it on camera.
Was it a licensed firearm?
No, but the ironic thing was it was shaped like a popsicle.
Oh.
It all ties into your popsicle.
That was the most startling gunshot.
Damn popsicle gun.
Yep. Scarred for life.
If Nina was a superhero, she would throw popsicle ninja stars at people, popsicle sticks. Hey.
And then people's necks would be cut off with the popsicles.
Rob, Dimebang's dead already. Stop. All right, let him go. He's dead.
The real question is, on a scale of like 1 to 10, how did Rob look like Jessica Rabbit?
Not even close. It was just the dress.
But did I look amazing in the dress?
No, you were very hairy.
Oh.
In spite of being hairy, though, did I still look amazing? Did I fill out the dress nicely?
Well, you filled it out, I'm sure.
I guess you could pull it off. You had some nice silver
Sure, there were some applications I had to fill out.
What?
Did I fill it? I don't know.
I feel so dirty saying that.
Good friends. All right, Nina. Well, that was a fantastic dream. I am honored. To be a part of your dream.
Congratulations on your dream.
I love Bujanina.
Yeah.
Was there any Bujanina in your dream?
No.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
I know what you filled out the dress with, though.
balls.
Okay, great.
Oh, but may I please be escorted by James Hetfield?
Well, that goes without saying. Rob, make her say one.
Could you say one?
One.
Oh, sweet. She said it. Supposed to trick her.
Oh, she said
I should have said, can you not say one?
Yeah.
And then use reverse psychology on her to make it happen.
Yeah. Well, she's gone. Maybe she'll have a dream about it.
Forever. Another thing I wanted to talk about was this Japanese pop metal band that's like a 13-year-old girl singing and then just like...
It's J-pop, I think.
J-pop, sorry.
No, but have you heard that? It's all like metaled out.
Okay.
It's called Baby Metal with J-pop.
How many times did you jerk off to this video?
I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
It's 13-year-old.
But how many times have you
jerked off? Think I go on Metal Injection and look at videos?
It's 13-year-old girls in lingerie.
Oh. So it's sort of like the Japanese Runaways?
Oh, Baby Metal.
Okay.
It's called Baby Metal.
That's sort of... Yeah. I'm into it. So it's like Kitty, but better?
Definitely better than Kitty.
Are you going to go up there on the screen?
And it's these girls doing choreographed dance moves.
That doesn't really have the hit. What?
Yeah, that's it. I'm showing this video to Sid now.
Don't you wish you knew what they were singing about?
Yes.
Like, what's the name of the song?
They look pretty happy, so it's not like...
But the guys in the band are dressed like mushroom heads, right?
No, they have just like full body... black on and then like skeletons drawn on the
like the Karate Kid scene on the Halloween. Yeah, it sounds like
what do you guys think? Do we thrash it or trash it?
I think it sounds like Slipknot and Aqua mashup.
Yeah.
Slaqua. I think it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
and I can't believe this sells. Like, well, I don't know.
Is it a big hit?
I feel it would be.
I didn't look up the sales statistics on it. I do desperately want to know what they're singing about.
That's probably a website to get the translation.
Somewhere.
Rob?
I'll go on their official website.
But I feel like Japanese people are really... Like non-metal fans would probably be into this because they're weird people. You know? They like weird stuff.
And pedophiles.
Yeah. I feel like Japanese metalheads would be into this.
Really?
Like, seriously?
I feel like they're not, like, people not in America are not as, like,
discerning.
Protective. Yeah, discerning is another good word.
But I don't know. It's not really metal. It's like it's just breakdowns and girly pop.
Yeah.
Really. Right? I mean, am I missing something?
No, that's basically it.
That's exactly it. We have a caller on the line. Maybe they can chime in. 913.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who is this?
This is the Morbid Toaster, a.k.a. Jason.
What's up, Morbid Toaster, a.k.a. Jason?
Yes. Anyways, I have a question for Axel.
What's up?
Axel Rosenberg of Metal Sucks, sitting in on the show.
Yeah. Anyways, I have a question about that band you posted a few weeks ago, Lake Bukkake. You had a story about there.
Uh-huh.
And it said that the bassist on their first show jerked off into the crowd. I was thinking, sure, I want to make sure that that's legit. Is that true?
Yeah, that's a 100% true story.
Were you at that show?
Yeah, I was.
Were you one of the few lucky fans to catch it?
Did you get hit?
No, I didn't get hit.
Hold on a second.
No blowback?
No, I was good.
Morbid Toaster, are you saying you've never heard Lake Bukkake?
No, I'm not, actually. I can't find any of their CDs. I just heard about it a few days ago.
You've never? Oh, my God. They are ridiculous.
They might be my favorite band of all time in any form.
I need to find them because I actually accidentally Googled it, which was a bad decision. Got a different thing.
Yeah, they don't believe in search engine optimized.
Yeah.
They are.
There they are. Yeah. This is Lake Bukkake.
Oh, I love it. That is just awesome.
I like it. It sounds like Slipknot plus Aqua.
Aquanaut.
It's still better than Lulu.
Yeah, it's true.
Definitely still better.
Unless they're singing about being furniture, in which case, my hat's off to you, little J-pop girl.
I am the tablet.
Have Lake Bukkake ever released any recorded material, like on CDs, or is
it
just
they
like
did.
7 inches?
They did, and right up until 1999, they released a bunch of stuff. They released an album called "I Left My Heart in Lake Bukkake." Album called Bukkake Up Now.
Yes.
Bukkake, Bukkake, Bukkake was a good one.
Are they doing their album with Lou Reed?
Yeah, I mean they're a porno grind band. Their albums are like, you know, 12 minutes long each or something, like
right.
48 songs.
With 48 songs, right? Which just have funny titles and fucking whatever.
Ballet Toaster, they are doing a collaboration with Lou Reed. It's called Lou Bukkake.
Lou Bukkake. I think
Bukkake on the table.
Yeah, I heard they were working on a collaboration with Al Goldstein.
Screw magazine.
Yeah.
And like Robin Bird too.
Yeah, exactly. They're just gonna call it Channel 35 Mania.
The Manhattan Neighborhood Bukkake Network. Those are all inside jokes for people who have ever lived in Manhattan. Like our public access people.
Look me to the chest. Says Rob Pascocki. Oh, the table at the chat says Bukkake at birth.
That's a good one. Bukkake corpse.
If anyone from Lake Bukkake is listening,
you're free to call.
Yeah,
me.
And also
but there are...
feel free to use those titles.
Oh yeah,
especially Rob Pascocki.
They're open if they fuck us.
That's I can't believe you got them to open.
Oh yeah, it took lots of begging and pestering.
I mean, like, you know, not saying anything negative, but it's a pretty mainstream affair. The Metal Fuck Fest
for
them, yeah. Like they usually play basements.
Big deal.
Like I don't think they've played to 600 people
ever
in their entire lives.
Like combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to get this is huge.
Yeah, it's pretty. We're pretty excited.
I'm surprised they didn't want a headline.
I mean. I think they would have loved that. I don't know if Live Nation would have gotten behind it.
I'm sure.
Do you think they'll give the audience tarps when they play so that they won't jerk off?
No, they're not. You're on your own. I recommend standing from the stage.
I'll open my mouth.
So,
yeah. Well, it is like a Guar show, but with real fluids. Will they be playing Bukkake Balboa? I heard that was their new single.
I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard that one.
Good. About Rocky Balboa being the
subject of Bukkake.
Yes, right.
Get it. The meaning wasn't lost.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't like, wait, what, you took the concept and did what with it? I haven't heard that song.
Rob will be jokes for the remainder of the evening.
This has been Rob Explains the Joke.
Yeah.
See, that joke is because I'm constantly explaining jokes that are pretty obvious.
Right.
And so they were giving me shit for it.
You just explained the joke again.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Oh,
yeah.
I get it.
Oh, sorry.
Rob, explain that to him.
Doing your job.
the joke was that he explained
jokes. The joke is that I've gone into a meta loop of explaining that I am explaining the jokes.
So far, this show is Rob explaining jokes and correcting incorrect milliliter values of Perrier.
The joke being that earlier, Perrier.
That one might need to be explained because I think we're deleting that from that part because the sound was broken.
Oh, no. No, we're definitely. This is going raw, baby.
See, the joke is that you would not wear a condom sometimes and that would be like raw. So that's what we're doing now. Just leaving it without any kind of editing or condoms. Bukkake as leaders? I don't like that one. That doesn't even like. That's just replacing one word and putting.
But leaders of Bukkake. like milliliters?
Like, oh, liters.
Yeah.
That's good.
That would work.
That, yeah. See, that would work because liters and liters are sort of homophones in a way.
Rob used to get true. Called a homophone in high school.
Rob's not explaining jokes anymore, so I took over.
The joke homophobe. There being that phobe sounds like homophobe.
No, you were, he wasn't calling you a homophobe, I don't think.
No, not at all.
Wait a minute.
The opposite of that.
Someone has to explain the joke to me.
Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Morbid Toaster.
Wait. I just want to say something.
Okay.
One.
It works. Our audience is so cooperative. You know, on our old show, they would never say one, ever. Here they want to be one. I love it.
Want to be one.
It's like getting slimed on. You can't do that on television.
Yeah. Audio slime.
Episode title.
So anyway.
A quick reminder that the number to dial is 646-929-1357. Another thing I want to bring up is this collection of videos that Sean sent me.
Yes.
Of
it's fitting for the holiday.
This guy who goes by the alias Dogs and Wolves on YouTube.
Keep it Wolves, son.
This is not Keep It Wolves, but this is just some guy. And
he says his name in it, like Kevin.
Ken Pierce. Okay. Ken Pierce.
And I don't know if he has Asperger's. or not, but
I want to believe he doesn't. It's all giant ruse.
Okay.
Of course.
So here it is.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station, live in the Denver Park. Denver, Colorado's getting the snow on Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Oh, this was
Denver,
on like Tosh.0 forever ago.
50
oh, really?
Plus yeah. Centimeters of snow on Tuesday night. Denver, Colorado's going to get a major blizzard with 50 plus centimeters of snow on the ground. There will be a ton of high winds and everything, and blowing snow and white oak conditions and near visibility zero, and zero visibility for Denver, Colorado.
White oak and Asian?
Colorado. Oh, people in Denver.
Isn't that what Noah's new boyfriend is?
White oak and Asian?
Yeah.
Wait, play the Halloween Denver. Ones. What's fitting for the holiday?
Okay, yeah, let's play the Halloween
ones.
Have
one.
Your candles and flashlights.
You tell the facts.
What? Say something about having your kegels? I think that's what you just said.
Greetings.
Started over.
Greetings. He said greetings. Ingredients.
My name is Frank McDowell. This episode is facts for Halloween. For the Halloween night, people will be dressing up as scary stuff. Some of the people will be dressing up as screams. People dressing up as ghosts.
Dressing up as screams.
There will be a lot of
I thought he said screams, like a door scream.
Yeah.
They had people dressing up as a table with James Hetfield on it.
Scary stuff, scary costumes such as ghosts, goblins, Frankenstein,
screams.
Dracula's, people dressing up as vampires, Dracula's,
Dracula's,
and all the other stuff like Dracula's, vampires, people dressing up as Michael Myers, and all of the guy dressed up in the movie from the Scream movie called The Scream.
From the Scream movie called The Scream.
Like people dressing up and kids dressing up like Power Rangers and all those Mario Brothers and DuckTales.
Rob's video just like lagged a little and it got stuck on the derpiest face that he's he like.
This guy's a walking derp face.
Yeah. I wonder why.
What
does he look like? I don't have it on here.
Yeah,
I wonder why, no one tell. Like, doesn't he have parents that oversee these videos? Like,
if it makes him happy, he's not seeing his public.
That's just
he's
like
tucked away in his basement.
But it's like internet ridicule, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't understand.
How
that.
Old
he's
is
famous.
He?
Funny and
12.
Mortal Kombat characters.
In his 20s, I would guess.
Tekken characters.
He's just naming every
Final Fantasy VII and
Super Mario Kart characters.
Kids will be dressing up as them for Halloween too. Some other
troopers.
Kids will be dressing up
Excite by characters.
Somebody's the ramp.
He also posts up videos. They're just like random.
Some of
him spinning really fast in the backyard.
Oh, that was amazing.
Him laying on the couch singing Peaches by
Yes, I have to find the Peaches.
If you go on XTube, there's videos of him jerking off that are pretty disturbing.
Oh, I'd like to see
that. I saw that on Chat Roulette. Oh, no.
Is Jim wearing a Screams mask?
He's wearing lipstick, dude. Why? Why is he wearing lipstick?
No, I think it's just the
moving
hue.
To the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving
dude,
to
that's
the country.
Lipstick.
I thought about it.
I'm
this is the quintessential song
peaches.
That this guy would love.
I'm moving
do you really think
to
about
the
it?
Country. I'm gonna eat
song.
A lot of peaches.
But it sounds like he could have written
to
it.
The country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. If I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun soaking, bludgeoning the shade. Moving to the country, I'm going to eat
you wanna
a
read
lot
that?
Of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm going to eat.
Oh, what is the name there? I don't even know how to pronounce his name in the chat. This was Lou Reed 10 days after the shock therapy.
Jonicles?
Jonicles.
Jonicles, maybe.
Jonicles,
yeah. There we go. Oh, so that was fun.
That's
I think,
definitely lipstick, dude. That's like
no, it's
on
just like
face.
A really saturated video.
Right.
Oh, it's pronounced like testicles. That was helpful. That was good to know.
Oh,
I like it better with the Greek version. Johannicles. Johannicles.
All right. This entire music break is all bands that are going to be playing the Metal Suck Fest. How about some cross promo?
Nice.
It's all picked by Axel Rosenberg himself.
Word.
And we're going to kick things off with a little Cynic. New Cynic.
A new Cynic song, yeah.
Yeah. Will there be any Bukkake on this?
I did not. I made this before. We like just got like Bukkake on the so I didn't get
so let's improvise. Right? Throw something in there. I'm curious.
I actually don't have any MP3s of theirs. Okay. I only have a 7-inch. That's the only way
you
I can listen
to
it.
Google them.
All right. But here's Cynic with Carbon-Based Anatomy.
This is Chuck Landington.
Remember when sideburns were cool? No, neither do I. Sorry, Rob. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
to the Metal Injection live cast with Rob, Sid, Sean Owen, and 3D. I have a secret. Don't tell anyone, but I took a big robotic dump on all of their chairs during the music break. And now, here's the show.
Sit down, Sean.
Good boy. Good boy.
All right. We are back for our number dose of the Metal Injection Livecast. Let's hope we have half as many fuck-ups in this hour as we did in the last one, because your special producer this week is me.
Yeah. You're doing a good job, considering.
Considering.
Special means retarded.
Considering your special needs.
I saw that in a movie once.
Sid, I don't see you friggin' producing the show.
Because I'm not retarded.
Oh, only retarded people.
You said it yourself.
That's right, Noah.
Well, she's a woman, so it's a whole separate category.
How dare you?
All right, we should get our special guest on the line.
What? You're saying we have a retarded guest?
No, not at all. I'm going to give him a call right now. What's intense?
This Halloween picture. Sean's looking.
Sean's
at.
Just distracting.
Oh, that's really good radio.
Sean's doing his own show over there in the corner.
Anyway, I'm about to call Michael Starr, the lead singer of Steel Panther, and I quickly want to remind everyone, if you want to call in and ask Michael a question, all you got to do is pick up the phone and dial 646-929-1357. You don't really have to pick up the phone. If you have headphones plugged in with a microphone and they're plugged into your phone, you can just use that.
Or if you have Michael Starr's number yourself, you could just text him or call him without bothering with us.
Yes, that's
but
it.
But he'll be busy because he'll be on the phone
true.
With us.
True.
Yeah.
You can email him.
But he'll return your call after we hang up with him.
If this comes through.
Actually,
I'm dialing right now.
I first thought you were calling my wife. Disappointed, but then when you said Star, I was like, oh, that's great.
They both exude machismo.
Happy Halloween.
Hey. All right. Hey, this is Michael Star, I'm assuming. I mean, who else would pick up this phone?
Hold on. Let me get Michael for you. Hold on a second.
Okay. Oh, we're just getting Michael Star on the line.
Nice echo.
I was doing the projects.
I like the transparency of Metal Injection Live Cast.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, Michael Starr, it's you.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Thank you for taking some time to talk to us here at the Metal Injection Live Cast.
I'm glad to be on board with you guys, man.
Yeah. You're here, of course, to promote your new album, Balls Out. Fantastic title for an album.
Yeah.
Lovely lady on the cover. And
oh, hot. Dude, that chick is smoking hot, and she's hot in person.
Did all of you, like, bukkake her after the shoot? Bukkake?
Well, you know, she was handpicked by the band. We went through about, probably about 60 girls. We did a little casting thing and sent different pictures, but her pictures were by far the best, man. They were, like, totally naked, totally hot, and we knew right from that point, when we saw her, you know, submit naked pictures, that she'd be the girl for the cover.
Does the album come with those pictures? Or is there a website?
No, I came on those pictures, but no.
That's a different topic altogether. Now, I really like your solo album. Other than the single, I haven't heard the new one. Is this album pretty much the greatest album you've ever written and recorded?
What, the Balls Out record?
Balls Out, yes.
Well, Balls Out is probably, we really didn't stretch that far creatively, and we really didn't break any boundaries musically, and we did nothing innovative about it, but it's probably the best record that we could do.
All right, that sounds good to me.
Honesty is the best part.
You know, and that leaves no area for anyone to really bag on it, because I already did, but no, for real, dude, this record is, it definitely is, I don't want to use the word mature. You know, I think the band has matured. I think we've gotten, like, maybe more immature on this record and continued our onslaught of sexual banter and rawness. But it's backed up by killer riffs and great music, and it's a party on vinyl, you know, and we did put it out on vinyl, by the way.
Oh, good to know. And, you know, we have a lot of we have a lot of younger listeners on the show. And, you know, some of them, they're a little socially awkward. We've talked to them on the phone, some of them in different countries. So what is your advice to some socially awkward teenage metalheads on how to score some pussy?
Well, the first thing you do is you want to go buy Field of Steel. That's the icebreaker right there. And then get balls out when it comes out. And, you know, if there's any girl that you have in mind that you want to be with, just, you know, somebody that you like, you see her all the time, maybe in class or at work or something, and you want to bone her, you want to be with her really bad, just ask her out to your car to listen to Field of Steel or it balls out. If she sits through the whole CD, you'll be having sex with her by the time you get out of the car.
And what if they don't have a car?
What if they can't afford a car yet? What should they do?
Well, if you can't afford a car, you can always use your mom's car. I've done that several times. You can always use the men's bathroom at the train station. That works pretty good. It can be pretty easy, depending on the age. But, you know, don't do it in a bathroom near a school. That gets awkward. But, you know, you just have to learn to be creative. Even if you're socially awkward, you're totally creative enough to find places to masturbate in private and just utilize those places for sex with girls.
Or steal a car.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. But we would never condone auto theft.
Okay.
Good to know. And also, I wanted to add, you know, how often and how easy is it for you guys to get girls?
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you, man, and I'm not trying to sound cool or be totally rad or anything like that, but it's super easy to get pussy for us. Can I say that?
Yeah, you could say whatever you want on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah, fuck, for us to get laid, it's really simple. I mean, it's almost like going fishing at like a stocked lake that just got stocked. It's easy, man. We put our cocks out and they're hooked immediately, and that's because of what we do. You know, we play metal and chicks dig metal. That's why I don't understand why any other guy would grow up and want to play like hip hop.
Right. And you guys play every Monday night on the Sunset Strip at the House of Blues.
Yeah, we've been playing nights on the Sunset Strip for 11 years now, every Monday night. It's been like a, I don't know, man. It's history in the making, actually, because there's no other weekly show that's ever lasted that long in Hollywood.
Yeah, and you guys always put on a great show. Anytime I've went to L.A., I've always checked you guys out because I always seem to be in L.A. on a Monday. But also, you guys play shows. You don't just play shows in L.A. Like, you guys play shows out. How do you guys tour when you always have that Monday commitment?
Well, the Monday commitment over the last couple, since we put out Field of Steel, we also have Friday and Saturday commitments in Vegas that we do their weekly shows too as well.
Right, right.
And since we got a record deal, which is something we always wanted to do, we've been able to take a couple Mondays off and go out and tour and support it in Europe and across the States. And then when we don't take a Monday off, we tour on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, and come back to play Monday.
Ah, I see. And is it just as easy to get chicks out of L.A. as it is in L.A.?
Well, L.A. is pretty set up. I mean, we have a whole chick pickup system that we use with our crew, and it's really simple. It's actually adapted from David Lee Roth through the band straight to us, and it's a pretty easy system. It's a backstage pass system with initials on it, and each road crew guy gets four each, and they go out and they pick out who they think is going to be fun backstage and put their initials on it, and if we score, we give them $50.
Now that's incentive, I feel.
Do the road crew guys ever get to score too, or is it just cash only for them?
Well, for the most part, if you're a crew guy, the best thing you want to do is get as much cash as you can, because then you can buy, like, you know, some drugs and beer for a chick, and then usually get somebody that's a little bit out of your you know, range, somebody hotter for a road crew guy. So you want to make the money and then go get somebody that's, you know, hot.
And a quick reminder to all the listeners at home, if you want to call in and ask Michael a question, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. And I don't think we talked about when the new album comes out.
Well, it comes out November 1st.
Oh, so that's this Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, you know, for guys like us, it comes out on Monday night, you know?
Mm. Yeah, if you want that.
So, like, we'll be on stage and people will be able to buy a record on iTunes when we're playing, you know?
Right.
And it's about 11:30, so it'll be, you know, it will be the November 1st while we're jamming, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is awesome. And
the label told us if we sell 15,000 copies in the first week, they'll buy us all trips to Hawaii, so we're looking forward to that.
Mm.
What if the trip's on a Monday night?
Well, you know, that's something that a record label would probably do. They'd book it on a Monday night and say, oh, sorry, guys, can't go.
So it's an empty gesture, but they could say that they...
Yeah, and then we'd have to pay them back for the tickets because we couldn't go. They'd have to recoup it.
Now, does Steel Panther condone drug use, or is Steel Panther against drug use?
No, I fully condone the use of drugs. I mean, look, put it this way, man. If you're doing drugs and you're stealing from your mom and you're stealing from your sister and you're pawning silver from your mom's jewelry box and you're, you know, ripping off your dad's wallet and you're, like, stealing from your cousins, then you might want to slow down a bit. But if you're partying, fuck, have a great time, man. It's. I think life is meant to be enjoyed, not dealt with.
Oh.
It's very insightful.
That is insightful. And
I mean, think about this. If you wake up in the morning and you think, God, what a great morning this is, you know? It's awesome. The sun's out. It's beautiful. Your rent's paid for the next week. Everything's killer. Why not enhance it with some drugs, you know? That would make it even that much better, you know?
Yeah. You could always feel a little better with some drugs.
Right. Am I saying something you don't know, guys?
I mean, I've never worded it out that way, but it sounds all right to me.
Yeah.
That's why I drink.
Now,
that's why everybody drinks. Come on, man.
Now, what would you say is your idea of the perfect girlfriend?
Girl, that's a really tricky question, bro, because a girlfriend is a catch-22. Like, I have a lot of friends that are girls, but they're not my girlfriend. Because once you label a chick a girlfriend, then they feel like they have, like you have a responsibility to them for something. So the best thing to have is friends that are girls. And you can let them think that they're your girlfriend. That's totally okay. But as long as you're not committed in your heart, you're fine. The best kind of chick is a chick. The best kind of chick for us, for me, is the kind of chick that doesn't mind when you go out and go tell her where you're going and not come back for a few days. If you can find a chick that's cool that way, you want to hang out with her.
Right. Nice. So you're not about to get married anytime soon?
No. I've watched my parents get married and then divorced and remarried, and it was cool for them, but I don't know, man. I love being on the road and, like, being able to have my options wide open and be able to do whatever I want. I mean, I've started some families along the way, and I can hook up with them, you know, every time we come through the town and stuff. But for the most part, as far as being married now, I already have enough on my plate.
All right. We have a caller. Let's take them. 913, you're on the air. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who is this?
All right. I got a question for Mr. Star, of course.
Okay.
I would like to know, I know you've gone late and you probably do it within seconds every day, but has there ever been a case where you've gotten blue balls one night?
Yeah, there actually has, dude.
Oh.
And that's why I was saying, when they asked me earlier, oh, is it easy for you to get late, I wasn't trying to be cocky. You have to lower your standards to get laid all the time. There's just no question. You're not going to be fucking Pamela Anderson from the 80s all the time. So, you know, yeah, there's been times when I get locked up, man, and usually it happens when I'm jacking off because I'll be maybe in a hotel room and the internet's really bad and it takes a while to load up, and then I end up with a really bad case of blue balls.
This is a real talk from Michael Starr. You won't get this advice on Dr. Phil.
No, I mean, you guys understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Everything you're saying don't forget, makes complete sense. So go ahead.
Don't forget to clear your history after looking at porn.
There you go. There's something we try to really instill in our listeners. Clear your history. Or if you use Google Chrome, just use the incognito window. It will not store the history. This is some tech.
There you go, man.
So we have another call from a really weird number. 324.
So we have another call.
You have to lower your okay, this guy has to lower his speakers before we can take him on. 324, let's try it again.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hi.
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh. Hello? You've lost him.
Yeah, you're still there.
No, I'm here. I'm still here.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Belgium, Europe.
Okay.
And I'm here.
The phone's
James, from a television station. And we were thinking about ourselves, when is Michael Starr and Steel Panther coming over to Belgium to play?
Oh.
After we are done with the Motley Crue and Def Leppard tour, we have a big European tour to announce.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty crazy tour for you guys to be on.
Yeah, I mean, it's all going to boil down to the ticket sales for the Motley and Def Leppard shows that we're opening up for. The promoter said if we do really well with the crew, we do a good job, then he's going to put us on our own European tour, and we'll be announcing it after those Motley and Def Leppard dates.
That's so awesome.
Belgium, look out. We're coming all over your face real soon.
Yeah.
There you have it. He sounded pretty excited about that.
What guy wouldn't?
Now let me ask you: do you guys ever get any proposals from dudes? Do guys ever try to come at you guys?
About to.
Yeah, no, I have. But you know, it's something that is kind of it's awkward, but at the same time, it's extremely flattering. You know, I was at the Hard Rock Casino out in Vegas. We're doing a show out there, and I went in the steam room. And some guy recognized me from the band, and he came over to tell me how much he liked the band, and he wanted to fuck, and it was just, it was weird. And
was it John Travolta?
And I did it, but what's that?
Was it John Travolta? Because I heard he likes to approach guys in steam rooms.
Oh, God, I wish it was. That would be one kind of ridiculous story.
Wait a minute, did you just say you did it? We might have...
No, I said I would do it with John Travolta for the story.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, we have some more.
No, I did it. No, the other guy. No, I did it. I walked out and just it was awkward, and I just wasn't high enough to do something like that.
It wasn't okay. Your time. So you're not there's still a chance, guys. If you're out there.
If you're drunk.
No, fuck no. I'm not down for that, man. If I could suck my own dick, I'd do that.
Well, who wouldn't?
That's not good.
Who would? Yeah, all right. 386, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I had a question for Michael.
Go ahead.
What's up? Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, what is the limit to what you will bang? Like, at your lowest standards, what does it look like?
What is the ugliest type of girl? What's your lowest standard to bang?
Oh, God, that's a hard one. I mean, everybody's, you know, beauty is subjective. So for me, you know, a super hot model might not be hot to me, but I'll still fuck her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends. I mean, all right, I guess this was pretty rough to do, but it was a low point in the week. And we went to go visit Lexi's grandmother in the old folks home.
Oh, no.
And yeah. It was kind of weird, but we did it. And so, yeah, that's how low I go. I get, if that's low, I mean, for some guys, they dig older women, you know?
Yeah, if she's looking good, and I mean, it's really about your personal needs as well, right?
Well, more you know, so. When an elderly woman takes out her teeth and gives you head, it's fucking pretty awesome.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Nope.
All right, we have a few more callers, and then we'll... let you go. 774.
Michael Starr, you motherfucker.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man, dude? Big fan. Been watching you guys for a while now. When are you guys coming back to Plymouth, Massachusetts, buddy?
Dude, we haven't been there yet. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
you guys came by. You played Memorial Hall years ago,
dude.
We
did?
Yeah, buddy.
I don't fucking remember, man.
They must have really good drugs there.
I know, right?
Oh,
well,
you're talking about Massachusetts. That's like by Boston,
yeah, buddy.
Right?
Massachusetts, man.
Oh,
yeah,
hell
you
yeah. We're coming back out there in, I believe it's either January or March.
Oh, dude, I'm psyched. Very cool. Awesome. Well, you guys
yeah,
do
dude,
what
we're
you
working
doing.
On, we're working on a bunch of new dates right now. And, you know, we've got a New Jersey date, a Philly date, another New York date, and we're slowly going to infiltrate and spread the herpes in your area soon.
I can't wait, buddy. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, buy the new record and play for your grandparents.
If they're hot. All right. Last caller, 815, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Michael Starr. This is Ron from Rockford, Illinois.
What's up there, Chicago boy?
Hey, not much. Hey, is there any chance you guys do or will do any shows? When you do Chicago, it's like always like on a Wednesday or Thursday, because I know it's mainly because you guys have shows on in Vegas and L.A., but is there any chance to do like a weekend gig in Chicago or anything?
Yeah,
okay.
we're thinking about it. It's just a matter – all our contracts are up at the end of the year for the Vegas show, so – we're in the middle of renegotiating our deals and restructuring them, but then we're also getting a bunch of offers to tour everywhere. So, you know, we're kind of rethinking our weekly strategy right now. And I think if it keeps up the way it is, we may be maybe coming out on the weekends everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
that's breaking news, bro.
That is breaking news. We're going to blast it to all the news sites immediately.
Everyone just calls up and says, can you tour the day I'm off so I can see it?
Yeah. I'm off three Thursdays from now. Can you play my town?
Yeah, that's not the first time we've heard that.
Steel Panther's high in demand. We have one
but
last
only
caller.
Only on weekends.
Only on weekends, yeah. We have one last caller, and then we'll definitely let you go. 847. Are you there?
All right, so.
All right.
I'm Brianna. I'm from Chicago. My question for Michael is, dude, how come when you come to Chicago and stuff, you never have all ages shows? You have younger metalheads too, man.
Hey, don't worry. I'm at the House of Blues next time.
All right, you better. I've been waiting.
Jeez.
Oh, I've been waiting here too. I know. See, that's the thing, man. When a girl finally calls in on an interview, you know that she wants to have sex. Don't worry, we are definitely going to be at an all-age show. You'll be able to go. How old are you?
15.
Yeah, you'll totally be able to go.
She'd be allowed to take her top off. What's the restriction there?
There is no age limit there.
No, but I'm saying the restriction on taking your top off.
There's no restriction. I mean, you have to be above the age of 11.
Okay. Check.
I mean, just out of decency, you know what I mean? Yeah, we're definitely coming, and we love you, Chicago, and we'll be there. And I promise, if we don't play a show that's out, that's not all ages, we'll get one for sure. It's going to happen.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for your call, and Michael Starr, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
And everyone go pick up Balls Out. Balls Out. I like that's a good title. It really rolls off the tongue. Comes out this Tuesday. Shut up. Shut up.
Hey, take the balls out of your mouth. Spit it out.
Damn it.
Yes.
Damn it.
Rob, please.
Garrett.
Please, Rob.
No. No, the sound bites that were just created.
Intervention, Rob, please.
You put that one on a tee, bro.
All right, everyone pick up. Balls Out when it comes out.
Of your mouth.
Of my mouth. Damn it, November 1st. And we're going to play the single off of it right now, 17 Girls in a Row. Michael Starr, thanks again for hanging out with us. Have a good one.
You're welcome, man. Thanks for having me on here. I'll talk to you guys soon. Rock hard.
Talk to you later, man.
Ha ha ha!
This is Chuck Landington. Pop quiz time. What has got 10 eyes, 2 breasts, and no foreskin? It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. Your announcer, Chuck Landington. While you're listening to this music break, Sean is probably outside smoking a cigarette and hoping someone notices him. What a ginger poozy. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Come on. Blandington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
Mushroom?
He's got a little speech at 10 minutes, right? Leave him alone. So anyway, during the break, just briefly, we were talking about the obscene amount of money that Steel Panther makes. I was shocked.
What? Is that something with something on that? Sorry.
I won't say any number.
It's more than we make for this live cast.
Yes.
Just
$20 a show.
That's more true than funny.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. One thing we were going to talk about coming back was Beavis and Butthead, which premiered this past Thursday. It was great.
It was great.
It was exactly what I hoped it would be.
But do you think it was great for us as a nostalgia cynic, or do you think it would be great for, like, the demographic of MTV?
What do I give a shit?
No, but if they don't watch it, they're not going to have a second season.
First answer, what do I give a shit? Second answer, yeah, totally. It's timeless humor. You know, like, their point of view is just hilarious.
Plus, the number of people, myself included, who don't watch MTV anymore but watch that.
Right.
Sure. Like, it's a whole other demographic open to them by having a sound show. Now they just need to bring back, like, remote control and we'll be all set.
Well, can't over that, so.
If somebody could dig Ricky Rackman out and, like, come play Poison videos, that'd be...
I'd watch it. Well, they tried 120 minutes, but it's on at 3 in the morning on a Sunday.
Well, they tried Headbangers Ball, but it's probably on right before 120 minutes.
Yeah, it's just a clip show. It's just nothing.
Headbangers Ball is only online now.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Could we get Data 21 back? Bring that out of the vault.
Because it got prematurely.
Jack Noseworthy.
Oh, it did.
It's his name. Yes. Congratulations. Well, I found the other person who knows that dude's name.
It was not a bad show. I don't remember who
was
the female.
It was a terrible show.
I watched it. I didn't hate
there
it.
Was
but
like,
I was younger.
There was like barely any story, and then it would be like, there's the bad guy, run. And then whatever was the top 40 hit that week would play as they ran.
So it was basically like Heroes.
I think it was Sub-Heroes.
Wow. Sub-Heroes, wow.
Wasn't Jack Noseworthy in that, too?
He was in Data 21, and he was in a Bon Jovi video, and I think that was the end of his career.
No, not at all.
What?
He was in the movie Breakdown with Kurt Russell.
Okay.
He was in something as a villain, too. Like, he was like one of the villain's henchmen or something.
Yeah, Breakdown.
Is that what it was?
But maybe other things, too. Yeah, I'm going to IMDb it right now.
While you IMDb that, I just looked it up, and Beavis and Butthead drew 3.3 million viewers.
Yeah,
2/3 of them were young men. So to answer your question, yes.
No, that's actually pretty low.
Even
3.3? That's huge for cable.
No, they canceled Skins, and they wanted, because Skins is only getting 3.5.
No, that's a rating. 3.5.
No, 3.5 rating. That's different. Yeah, the rating is not how many million people watch it.
No. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
The amount of people?
Yeah, the amount of people.
I don't think 3.5 million households ever watch MTV, ever. Like,
it says, ultimately, all they really care about is the young demographic. It doesn't matter how many people.
Exactly.
Oh, so you're saying 3 million people in the demographic.
In the right demographic.
Oh, well, okay. Well, they're saying that this show is the number 2 series among guys under 35 behind the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's ever going to catch the Jersey Shore numbers.
Guys
again,
under 35? And that's the number one show for guys under 35?
I believe
why not?
No. Yeah, because we really analyzed the 15 to 25.
I like that Sean says we.
Well, he's the colloquial we.
He's there in the control rooms like, who's watching these shows? I got to know.
I got to go to these meetings too, man.
Well, you never tell anyone that there's a Viacom executive who follows him wherever he goes.
Yeah, that's true.
Just standing in the corner.
We actually were
still standing in your bathroom.
Where is he?
He put down his...
Snuffed out.
He's like the dude in Donnie Darko. He's just in the background of all this.
I was going to say he put down his mop and wandered into a boardroom meeting. It's like, what's going on here? Who's watching these shows? Get back to cleaning.
No, but what were you saying? You analyzed the ratings, Sean?
Oh, no. We have to go to the meetings. Yeah, they just focus on 15 to 25 demographic. They don't really give a shit who watches, you know, above or below.
Right, because that's all the ads that they try to sell are for people that age.
So if the numbers aren't, like, you could have 8 million people watching and they really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they just put that on VH1 if it's older people.
Exactly.
But Morbid Toaster brought up a good point. Are they bringing back Daria too?
Well, they just released.
You, Sean, are you bringing back Daria at MTV?
They did release the whole series on DVD.
Sean, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When is Daria going to play Chicago on like a Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I have to work.
It's good enough for me to want to see it, but not go out of my way and leave my work.
Not leave early.
Yeah.
Rockford to Chicago is an hour and 20-minute drive. That's a long drive.
It's a very mild compliment those guys are giving to Steel Panther.
I want to see you really bad, but I got
you guys
work
are great,
and then
but,
traffic is
Saturday
tough,
or Sunday, please. No, I'm sure, I mean, talk about demographics. Steel Panther's demographics probably skew a little older. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that probably is an issue for them. They might not. Although on Monday nights in LA, they always draw.
There were a lot of young people at that show that we were at.
That's
well,
true.
It's like a cool thing to do.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess I don't know if in other cities.
It's
like
just
LA,
the only
no,
thing
yeah.
to do. It seems on a Monday. What
really,
else is there
LA,
ever?
Yeah.
On a
well,
Monday.
Bars closed.
In New York, we have Kern's show at Lit Lounge. And perfect. And in LA, the LA equivalent is Steel Panther.
In a slightly bigger environment.
No, I mean, it's just like the difference between the two cities summed up right there.
Right. Yeah.
Sean, when are you going to throw your weight around and get Steel Panther into rotation on MTV? First, get them to go back to showing videos.
I'm sure that MTV2 has already approached if they approached the black metal vegan chef, I'm sure they'd approach Steel Panther.
Make that happen. Come on.
When are we getting that guy on the show again, Rob? That guy was great.
Sean, when is Steel Panther gonna have a show on MTV2 that airs on Tuesday mornings?
Right. That's when I'm most available.
Yeah, that's when I'm available to watch MTV2. Quick reminder. Oh, we have a caller. Let's see what we got going here. 931. 931.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Who is this?
Javon, and I
just
want to listen.
Okay. You don't want to talk to Michael Starr?
No, wait. Hold on.
Thanks.
Are you a first time, long time? First time caller, long time listener?
Medium, few times caller.
We got
few times. Okay.
Were you intending to call a suicide hotline?
Oh.
A little trouble.
We are one number off from the suicide hotline. It's weird. We got that number. We get a lot of these.
Probably my favorite call of the year.
Would you like to talk to Michael Stipe? He's also here.
Yeah.
I just listen. Seems more funny.
You just want to listen to Michael Stipe.
I love it. Well, you know what? Why don't we just grant his request? Let's not bother the young man.
We don't want to bother him.
Can we just leave him on
the air, though? While he listens, we could just have him...
If you want to chime in at any point,
can
you just pretend to be Michael Stipe?
You're our studio audience.
You have one question you could possibly want to ask?
Just one.
What are you wearing? How about that?
Oh.
Wait, what was the question?
What are you wearing?
Went from Suicide Hotline to Phone Sex. Pretty quick.
We're one off from that, too.
In the other direction. We're in between.
The same digit. One up is Phone Sex, and one down.
An 8 and a 6 it ends with.
We got a bunch of 15-year-olds frantically going, adjusting all our numbers up one just to try it out. So what are you wearing? Don't leave the guy hanging.
Well, we're all wearing Halloween costumes today in the studio. Right. And I picked up the sexy Levy Kletzky outfit.
Oh, I saw that. I passed on it.
You know, it was at the Spirit Halloween store on 14th. So.
I'm the Iron Cheek.
Yep. I'm dressed as Michael Stipe.
Oh.
I am a naughty skipper from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, the naughty skipper.
Jessica Rabbit.
What did you think of that, Rob?
I just borrowed it and I had it, just like shortened a little because I'm like a foot shorter than you.
Axel and I went to a Halloween party and
we did.
We didn't dress up.
No.
Well, we dressed up.
Those guys?
We dressed up as crummy vloggers.
We like the only
that
two.
Was our...
So was Ken Pierce.
But I just kept going up to people with great costumes. And just going, wow, that's an amazing James Bond. You're totally pulling off James Bond.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like a chick in a Denny's outfit.
Did it go over?
It went over with this guy pointing to myself.
We thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was really just to amuse ourselves.
But then we were walking to the subway after the party, and we walked past this guy in like a naval outfit, like a very pristine naval outfit, and he really did. Like some kids pointed and were like, "That guy looks like James Bond." So it was already weird. So Rob goes, "Hey, nice James Bond costume." And the guy just like dead serious. He's like, "It's not a costume."
You disrespected the troops.
Yeah. And that statement has scarred me since that moment. Well, it's replays in my head over and over.
He was sick of hearing that all day. You know?
That's one of the best things to do the weekend for Halloween is walk around and like see like a postman or something. Be like, "Oh, good costume, man."
Whoa,
it's not a costume.
This is my life.
When I see the mailman tomorrow, I'm like, "Whoa, you got the card and everything? Amazing!"
Shut up.
Failed life.
Throw an egg in his face.
This is real mail.
I shouldn't say failed life. My old man was a mail carrier.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to say my old man was a costume.
Yeah, his life didn't fail until you were born.
Oh.
That doesn't
hey,
the job.
I'm proof that the mailman delivers. All over my penis and face.
That's
fitting.
Yeah, that's already delivered.
I also, of course, started the party by falling down the stairs.
Oh yeah, that
which
was
pretty awesome.
That was phenomenal
in front of everybody.
There was a spiral staircase, and this was not Axel's first time.
We got a lot of stuff to cut out
at the.
The show's gonna be like 3 minutes.
He's giving it. Yeah, it's no big deal. But it was your friend's house that you go to all the time.
Uh-huh. I've walked down the stairs a million times.
Was it like an axe? Was it like your legs atrophied from being a blogger?
Yeah. I was weighed down by my fat ass.
Part of the costume.
I totally slipped and fell like immediately.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. It was awesome.
And how many people would you say were there to see you do this?
20 to 30?
Yes, accurate.
It was a very small apartment, like the room we're in now. And it was packed like you could not move.
Did you land on anyone?
Well, as I was going down, you know how like when bad things happen, sometimes life kind of gets very slow motion. All I saw was everyone turn to look at me. So, when I landed, I was like, I got to defuse this. So, I just put my hands up and was like, I'm that guy. Fell down the stairs. But it took a lot of the pressure off because it was like, well, now I know I'm not getting laid tonight.
And then Rob walked in. Changed everything.
That's right, because I am a fantastic wingman.
First Rob laughed, and then Rob goes, "Wait, are you okay?"
And then when you said yes, he pushed you down further.
It's like, oh, good.
I was actually right behind Axel.
Really?
And as soon as I got down, like one guy was like, "Oh, great, you made it."
So we forgot about that.
Good times. Oh yeah,
that was fun.
Uh huh.
Studio audience, what do you think about that?
Yeah, what do you think, caller 931?
Jovan,
like the Musk.
Can't hear with my phone as much.
You can't. So
we're annoying him.
You're just listening, but you can't hear. Is that what you're saying?
I can barely hear. It's
because he's through to the board. I think
I'm right? Pretending to be working right.
Yeah. Where are you right now?
In Tennessee.
But where in Tennessee?
Just enough.
Clarksville, I should say that.
I mean, like,
no, like,
don't ask him again because then he'll give the street.
In your home at, like,
what are you wearing?
Your place of business?
In my home.
Okay. Do you not have the internet in Tennessee?
I do. It just feels quicker on the phone.
It's quicker. He gets it earlier than everyone else.
The series of tubes.
Well, it is. I mean, it is like 5 seconds earlier.
You have it if you want an exclusive.
If you're that impatient.
I need to know about Axel falling up the stairs now.
It feels quicker.
I don't know why that's so funny.
What feels quicker about it?
Despite the Blog Talk Radio, it's for some reason feels quicker. Faster.
What are you on?
Yeah, really.
No, he's just
surprisingly nothing.
Tennessee.
Just southern. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
He's just very soft-spoken. He's soft-spoken, right? Would you say you're a soft-spoken individual?
Yeah.
That's not his tone of voice. It's what he's saying. That's
yeah.
Are you in a rocking chair right now?
Are you whittling?
By a hearth?
I'm heart. Just sitting
heart.
Down.
Heart. Is it a hearth?
Yeah.
Now who's an asshole?
Me, because I don't know the sound.
Or maybe he's saying hearse and he has a lisp.
Are you in a hearth?
Is it speeding?
Well, let's not make fun of people with lisps.
He's in a casket.
Only people with Asperger's.
Yeah.
No
offense. That's fine. No offense.
Do you have Asperger's, Jovan?
Jovan.
Jovan.
I know I sound like a deep voice slow-mo, but yeah.
No. You do not sound
I don't.
Like what kind of name is Jovan?
I don't know. My mom called me that. Oh, gave me that name.
Where was your dad at the time? He had no input?
I was going to be like Charlie, I think.
Charlie. How did you get to Jovan?
Did you just slow down Charlie? Jovan. Charles Jovan.
It's French for meth baby.
So you were going to be Charles? You're just straight to Charlie? That was going to be the name on the birth certificate?
Hey, kind of see
it was going to be something different.
This poor guy. We're totally ruining his live cast experience
what?
By
what?
Making him Art? A part of it.
Okay.
You can tell his friends tomorrow.
School.
You go to school?
Yeah.
What, college, high school?
High school, 12.
12th high school. This is your 12th high school?
12th grade.
That's why, he moves around too much. That's why you had to change names to Jovan.
It's like, what was that, Running on Empty? That movie with River Phoenix and Judd Hirsch? Where they have to keep moving because... parents were radicals in the 60s and blew up something. Martha Plimpton is the love interest for some stupid reason.
We're the only four people in the room. Sean's eyes are blinking. Rob's eyes are blinking.
I haven't seen it.
Awful.
River Phoenix's character was named Jovan.
Really? No. Come on. You had me going for a second.
What's the one where he's a gay with Keanu Reeves?
My Own Private
Yes.
That's right.
He's a gay.
I like when Sean turns into like a Jewish grandmother for 2 seconds at a time.
Yeah, you heard it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
So.
What's the weather like in Tennessee?
No.
No?
No.
No weather.
You guys get snow yesterday too?
No.
Yeah, let him answer.
It's kind of cold now, I guess.
Fascinating.
And what was the other question?
What is the temperature in Celsius?
How many milliliters?
How many milliliters of snow did you get?
Identity for us.
Yeah, please. All right.
Yeah, just go, this is Jovan from Tennessee, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Live. Yes.
And something witty. Go.
This is Joe Fawn from Tennessee, and you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
A little stutter there.
Say something witty.
We started off on a high note with those. We had Shlomo, and then we had another one. I can't remember.
Australian
guy. And then after that, since then, it's been a little. We had the Saudi Arabian guy who I thought would be good, but it wasn't.
You didn't get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't want to make racist jokes about his people.
Yeah, what a fucking
what a jerk! What a joke!
What was racist
the
about that?
I said, Robin Quivers.
Yeah, I said I told him to say I ride my camel to work and listen to the metal. They ride fucking camels.
You said
now.
I risk getting killed.
No,
or
what? No, no, no.
I hate
it was
seeing women's flesh or something like that.
No, that was Rob came up with. Or Sid, maybe. There was
I
turned down 72 virgins to listen to the Metal Injection Live.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They say that in the religion. That's not racist.
Yeah. And riding the camel to work. At least he's saying he's got a job. That's positive.
Yeah.
Earning a living.
I mean, that you do have a point
he's
there.
He's got a ride.
Jovan, what do you think? Were those racist or were they all right?
Why? Why? Why don't you leave us alone?
Jovan, what is your ethnicity and background so we can make up a clip, yes. A bumper for you?
I couldn't hear that.
I said, what is your ethnicity or race? Look it up. What is your...
I'm not good at
questions. You what?
I'm not a question-answering guy.
You're not a question-answering guy. Who is nowadays? Let's be honest.
Right.
You need to use smaller words than ethnicity.
All right, Jovan. We're gonna grant you your wish, and we're going to put you on hold so you can just listen to the show.
Okay.
It's Mr. Excitement.
That was Mr. Excitement Jovan, one of the early nominees. Caller of the year. Not early, late, I guess. It's almost.
Uh-huh. Well, it's like the year's over, man.
No, no.
March.
Oh, okay.
We do the show. Well, yeah, December would be the end of the voting, the eligibility period.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I just started thinking about albums of the year, and it's like, I don't want to.
Yeah, our lists are due in a few weeks.
I don't want to do it.
We're early contenders.
Balls out.
Well, every.
Wait, was that a command of the room?
Sure. Right.
Hold
now,
on.
Everybody.
The show's almost over. Balls out.
Well, they always
November
come out.
November 1st.
Did we mention the Metal Slugfest next weekend?
They always come out 1 minute after the show's over anyway, so why not just wait?
That's true.
Yeah.
So you don't want to let us know? Early contenders?
Well, every writer does their own list. I don't know what other people's.
No, yours. I'm asking you.
Oh. No, you got to read.
Oh, that's fucking.
I need hit.
I don't know what early contenders.
Anyway. It's free to tell
my
us
list
right
is
now.
Pretty much final.
Yeah. Chinese Democracy.
Could you give us like a
for
word?
This year?
Every year.
Every year.
Until it finally comes out.
Just
wait,
Lulu.
Yeah.
Lulu over and over.
All nine spots.
Just 15,
every track.
15 spots of Lulu.
Every track is like its own album, so that makes sense.
Well, Rob, are you able to reveal some?
I haven't even really made my list.
Rob's just going to put up like a user poll, like a fan poll, and then whatever they say, he's going to say that.
Only OCD crazy people like me don't postpone it until the last possible second.
It's not like I'm giving it thought. There are some albums that are definitely going to be in it.
Like?
Lulu.
Well, can I ask if Trap Them or Ed Gein made your list?
You can ask.
Did they?
No. I'm sorry.
Maybe Ed Gein.
I did think a lot when I was making my list, like, what will Sean, will this make Sean happy?
You should.
Every day, no matter what I do, I stop and I'm like, would Sean be cool with this?
I should make you a bracelet. With
what would Sean do?
No, would Sean be happy
would
with
Sean this? Be happy with it?
You know what he'd do with that bracelet, right?
Also on my top 10 this year, Kanye West and Jay-Z.
That is a pretty good album.
No, it's not on my top.
It is a good album, though.
No. There's some decent tracks. But
Wugazi, on the other hand.
It's also a good album.
Fucking awesome.
So, Sean, were those the only two albums you listened to this year, Ed Gein and Trap Them?
Yeah, I think this year was a little stale for new music. I listened to older shit, yeah.
The Ed Gein record is great.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. They're both saying just because it's not. I only get 15 albums on the list. Just because it's not on the list doesn't mean it wasn't good.
Oh, you get 15? It's not top 10?
Oh, it's 15.
Oh, nice.
Sean's nowhere near the mic and just leans forward 83 feet every time he wants to say something.
I feel like really.
Yeah, no. It's not your fault. Like, yes. It's very uncomfortable in here right now.
Rob.
Yeah. I'm really comfortable. I don't know about you guys.
Space back here.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you at all. Yeah. It's just funny to watch.
It looks like he's sucking the mic's dick.
Yeah.
He's going back and forth.
Giant black foam dick.
I missed the first part of that because you were 30 feet away.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I missed it. I just wanted to make
all
that
all over
sure.
My penis.
Oh, there
face.
We go. Winding it down as Sean's finger snapping alerted me to.
And, tons of gay sex.
Which means we should go 20 minutes of overtime. This is to...
Get that guy back on the phone. Oh, did you hang up on him?
No, he's still there.
See if he's still alive.
Jovan, are you there?
Yep.
Oh, wait.
You gotta wait.
There you go.
Nope.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, we lost
him.
We lost him.
Oh, he's putting you back on.
There
you go.
Jovan, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
See, all right.
Yeah.
Something might have happened.
I'm worried about him. Should we make sure that he's okay?
He lives in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yeah. He's still on the air. I don't know.
Somebody named Jovan.
Call 911 and tell them there's a boy somewhere in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Clarksville, he said.
He did say he's not the kind of guy who answers things.
I mean, I guess how many Jovans can there be in
Clarksville? Really? Haven't been lynched already. Well, it's Tennessee, come on. That's what they do there. They
don't know if
that's
his real name. His mom just calls him that.
Oh.
It might have been the name of the guy who, the last guy, he cut his head off and stuck it in the freezer, too.
Oh, Tennessee. That's a charming place.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna wrap things up. I want to thank Axel Rosenberg.
Yes.
For sitting in the entire show and hanging out with us. Make sure, if you are in the New York area this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, to check out the Metal Suckfest. It will be two awesome nights of, what does this say? Rock and or roll.
Can you move it to Saturday?
Saturday is one of the days.
Oh,
Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday.
All right.
Friday and
Thank
Saturday.
You.
I prefer like a Thursday.
Friday headline by Municipal Ways. Saturday headline by Sunny.
Don't listen to it. Can you do them both on Friday, though? Because I probably need that.
And
I mean, look, if you really want some extra incentive, I will be there in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
But backstage, not interacting with Yeah, I will, I'll be
well,
in the good area.
Meet and greet, though, with
There's
Yeah,
be,
I will be at the meet and greet.
There's going to be a lot of fun pseudo-metal celebrities there. It's going to be a gathering of the pseudo-metal celebrities.
And Rob. Any other...
Stereo.
Awesome.
Our brains have meshed.
Can you drop any names? Any who's on the guest list?
Rob.
I don't know. Do people want that kind of thing? Do they want
to
know that?
Well, like people
would they rather just
be
spotted in the crowd and be like, "Oh, hey, you're you."
Well, now they'll have a checklist.
Ken Pierce will be there.
Yeah, it'll be like a pseudo celebrity bingo.
Yeah.
Well, Sean's gonna be there.
Met him.
Rich Hall
going to
be there?
Sure,
Rich Hall?
I don't know if Rich Hall is going to be there.
How's that all about?
Is Justina going to be there?
Well, because it's a different promoter than Rich Hall. He
but
might
still,
be.
He
it might
friends.
Be promoter beef.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm making that
promoter
up.
Beef sounds like the porno mag that Rich Hall would be in.
Yeah. Bear beef. Rich Hall's a bear. Big lovable guy.
Rob, get on that. I know there's an audience.
No.
It'll all be a Metal Suck Fest, so it's a perfect time to sell issue one promoter beef.
Well,
so yeah, so anyway, people should come to that.
Yeah. Sure, yes. More info for the fest could be at themetalsuckfest.com or just metalsucks.net. And thanks again to Michael Starr for calling in earlier. He was great.
Thank you, Michael Stipe, as well, for calling in.
Pick up Michael Stipe, not calling in. Pick up Steel Panther's new album, Balls Out, on November 1st. Sean, why is it whenever I say Balls Out, you take a look at Sid, like, there's like a serious look, like, what is Sid going to say now?
That's their safety phrase, dude. You stumbled upon, like, a dirty little secret.
Balls.
Out.
Don't say anything.
Balls.
You know.
Out.
Cut it out.
All right. We're going to end it. I have a song here that I want to play as we go
Peaches.
Out. Yes, it is.
We got to give it away for a
We'll see you next week, everybody.
I didn't think it was.
Balls.
I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of
balls.
I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of
balls.
I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of
balls. Balls. Balls.
Balls.
I know. Balls. Balls. I love Boudinier. I guess. Balls. 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 I'm going to kill Sid when he's not looking. This song is brutal. Whoa, whoa. Balls. 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 Too far. Too far. That sucked. That sucked.
and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection Live cast. No, I couldn't make it tonight because of work. Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection Live cast. No, I couldn't make it tonight because of work. Nice to see where her loyalties really lie. I could have gone to Vicky, the robot from Small Wonders Halloween party tonight, but no, I'm here, entertaining you idiots. And Vicky is a real hoe. I could have totally scored. Damn it. Here's the show.
What is Vicky doing?
You never see, like, Where Are They Now about anybody from that show.
Well, I saw her in another show, but it wasn't that long after she was in that.
Welcome to a spooky edition. I sound really weird.
Yeah, I think she was in the Equal Justice. Remember that show?
Oh my god, was there Jessica Parker?
Was she in that?
A spooky edition.
That too.
Go ahead, you want to do your horror thing? Hi, everybody.
Hello. I'm done.
All right.
No, I'm off. I'm over it.
Halloween is tomorrow. That's why Rob was doing that. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I don't know if you will even believe this, but the tiny, tiny, tiny table that we usually do our show on is now even smaller in our new facility that we temporarily
use. Our temporary studio annex that we're at right now. Mm-hmm. It's not so bad.
I feel that if we continue this progression, we'll be eventually doing the show on top of a toothpick one day. Like a little piece of oak tag on a toothpick.
It's like we're having a little tea party with like a 3-year-old girl right now. One of those teeny little tea party tables and stuffed bear over there. Oh, wait, no, that's
right. Sid, would you pass the sugar, please?
Yes.
Thank you. So, Rob is doing the board right now, so you're going to hear a lot less of Rob.
No, you won't!
Oh, you will hear plenty of Rob.
Fuck.
I love how the levels.
Show up.
Oh,
and three gold stars.
That's way too loud.
What are you doing, Rob?
I'm playing with my voice modulation.
Oh, I thought that was going somewhere else for a minute.
Oh, no. We didn't mention at all that we have someone sitting in replacing Noah, a much sexier person.
I didn't even know there was a red cord three.
Hold on. Apple for a meet and greet. So you can, like, come to sound check and hang out with the band.
Wait, you?
Yeah. No, with the band.
No, it's Rob. You help himself sodas.
Yeah. With just Rob in a room, just you two of you.
Rob will drink his 2-liter bottle of Perrier in the room with you.
And the room, just so you know, is very small and very hot.
Can we just hold on a second? They don't make 2-liter bottles of Perrier,
what is
right?
That thing?
Inception.
No, now we're completely off the air. Wait a minute, I want to do something. Wait a minute. No, now we're completely off the air. Wait a minute, I want to do something.
I don't know.
Completely off the air. Now we're completely.
I don't know.
This is great.
I don't know. This is great.
All right, see you guys next week.
Low life, son of a bitch.
Oh, I wanted that to boost.
Wait, can I fix it? Can they hear? I wonder if they could hear us.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Listen, we've only been doing this for 3 years, so it's hard to get everything coordinated properly. By the way, this is going to be 3 years in roughly a month now.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, into December.
A little bit.
Jeez. Hello. That's me 8 times. Hello.
There we go. I got it. There was a setting on the cool edit. I mean on the live stream.
It's only 11 minutes into the show, and we got the sound working. It's great.
That was the very last minute thing. It was a little stressful, but we powered through. This is why Noah is useful on the show.
Yeah.
We get a lot of emails every week going, why do you guys even have Noah on?
I agree.
This and sometimes she'll wear these black leggings that are sort of see.
Oh, dear.
Hold on. Hold.
Hi, Nina. How you doing? How you been? Oh, dear.
Hold on. You calm myself?
Calm. She's implying that you thought it was some kind of sexual or something. Right. I don't think he thought that. Go ahead, Nina. What was the dream about? Yeah.
Okay. So what's your dream?
Go ahead, Nina. What was the dream about? Hi, Nina. How you doing? How you been? Go ahead, Nina. What was the dream about? Yeah.
Okay. So what's your dream?
Of course.
How you been? Good. Hi, Nina. How you doing? How you been? Good, Nina. What was the dream about? How you been? Good, Nina. What was the dream about? Good, Nina. What was the dream about? How you doing? How you doing? Good, Nina. Hi, Nina. Good. Hi, Nina. How you doing? How you been? Good.
We have a caller, 480. You are on the live cast. What's your name and where are you from? On the live cast.
Hi, Nina. How you doing? Good, Nina. What was the dream about?
Oh, you are on the live cast.
Good, Nina. What was the dream about?
His date was time bag.
Oh, Lord.
And he was, like, running against some random girl. And he wins. And he's, like, all in a Jessica Rabbit kind of dress. Like, the...
Out. It's called like baby metal with J-pop.
Calling you a homophobe, I don't think.
No, not at all. Rob used to get called a homophone in high school.
Rob's not explaining jokes anymore, so I took over.
The joke there being that homophobe sounds like homophobe.
He wasn't calling you a homophobe, I don't think.
No, not at all.
Wait a minute.
The opposite of that.
Someone has to explain the joke to me.
Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Morbid Toaster.
Wait. I just want to say something.
Okay.
One.
Slimes on. You can't do that on television.
Yeah.
or not. But
I want to believe he doesn't. All giant ruse.
Okay.
Of course.
So here with carbon-based anatomy. Cynic with carbon-based anatomy.
Go!
You're listening to the Metal Injection Live cast with Rob Robinson, Sean Owen in 3D. I have a secret.
We knew right from that point.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for your call. And Michael Starr, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
And everyone go pick up Balls Out. Balls Out. I like that's a good title. It really rolls off the tongue. Comes out this Tuesday. Shut up.
Damn it.
Rob, please. Garbage. Please, Rob. No. No, the sound bites that were just created.
Intervention, Rob, please.
We put that one on a tee, bro.
All right, everyone pick up. Balls Out when it comes out.
Of your mouth.
Of my mouth. Damn it, November 1st. And we're going to play the single off of it right now, 17 Girls in a Row. Michael Starr, thanks again for hanging out with us. Have a good one. Talk to you later, man.
Yeah.
Tucker, man. Thanks for having me on here. I'll talk to you guys soon. Rock hard.
Talk to you later, man. Later, man. Talk to you later. Talk to you later, man.
This is Chuck Landington.
Walker, man. Thanks for having me on here. I'll talk to you guys soon. Rock hard.
This is Chuck.
Sorry, thanks again for hanging out with us. Have a good one.
You're welcome, man. Thanks for having me on here. I'll talk to you guys soon. Rock hard.
This is Chuck Landington. Pop quiz time. What has got 10 eyes, 2 breasts, and... This is Chuck Landington. Pop quiz time. What has got 10 eyes, 2 breasts, and no foreskin? It's the Metal Injection live cast. Section live cast. Section live cast. Livecast. This is your announcer. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. While you're listening to this music break, Sean is probably outside smoking a cigarette and hoping someone notices him. What a ginger poozy. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Live cast. Live cast.
Go! Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content.
Seen amount of money with Steel Panther. So, by the way, during the break, just briefly, we were talking about the obscene amount of money that Steel Panther makes. I was shocked. Is that something with someone? I won't say any number.
It's more than we make for this live cast.
Yeah. Just $20 a show.
More That's true than fun.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. One thing we were going to talk about coming back was Mushroom?
He's got a little speech impediment, right? Leave me alone.
Welcome back to the show. One thing we were going to talk about coming back was Beavis and Butthead, which premiered this past Thursday. It was great.
It was great.
It was exactly what I hoped it would be.
Now, do you think it was great for us, for the sales thing, or do you think it was great for us?
I guess. Oh. Too far. Too far. Too far. Too far. That sucked.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. No, I couldn't make it tonight because of... Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. No, I couldn't make it tonight because of work. Nice to see where her loyalties really lie. I could have gone to Vicky, the robot from Small Wonders Halloween party tonight, but no. I'm here, entertaining you idiots. And Vicky is a real hoe. I could have totally scored. Damn it. Here's the show.
What is Vicky doing now?
You never see, like, Where Are They Now? It's about anybody from that show.
Well, I saw her in another show, but it wasn't that long after she was in that.
Welcome to a spooky edition. I sound really weird.
Yeah, I think.
Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. No, I couldn't make it tonight.
Hello, and welcome. Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection Live cast. Noah couldn't make it tonight because of work. Nice to see where her loyalties really lie. I could have gone to Vicky, the robot from Small Wonders Halloween party tonight, but no. I'm here, entertaining you idiots. And Vicky is a real hoe. I could have totally scored.
What is Vicky doing now?
You never see, like, Where Are They Now? It's about,
yeah,
anybody from that show.
Well, I saw her in another show, but it wasn't that long after she was in that.
Welcome to a spooky edition. I sound really weird.
Yeah,
I think she was in the Equal Justice.
Remember that show? Oh my god, was Sarah Jessica Parker?
Was she in that? I don't even remember.
A spooky edition.
That too.
Go ahead, you want to do your horror thing? Go ahead, hurry up.
I'm done.
All right.
I'm over it.
Halloween is tomorrow. That's why Rob was doing that voice. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I don't know if you will even believe this, but the tiny, tiny, tiny table that we usually do our show on is now even smaller in our new facility that we're temporarily using.
Our temporary studio annex that we're at right now. Mm-hmm. It's not so bad.
I feel that if we continue this progression, we'll be eventually doing the show on top of a toothpick one day. Like a little piece of oak tag on a toothpick.
It's like we're having a little tea party with like a 3-year-old girl right now. One of those teeny little tea party tables. There's a stuffed bear over there. Oh, wait, no, that's Rob.
Sid, would you pass the sugar, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Here you go.
So, Rob is doing the board right now, so you're going to hear a lot less of Rob.
No, you won't. Go!
You're listening to the Metal Injection Live cast with Rob, Sid, Sean Oa, and 3D. I have a secret. Don't tell anyone.
In Chicago or anything?
Okay.
Yeah, we're thinking about it. It's just a matter. All our contracts are up at the end of the year for the Vegas show, so we're in the middle of renegotiating our deals and restructuring them. But then we're also getting a bunch of offers to tour everywhere. So, you know, we're kind of rethinking our weekly strategy right now. And I think if it keeps up the way it is, we may be maybe coming out on the weekends everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
breaking news, bro.
That is breaking news. We're going to blast it to all the news sites immediately.
Everyone just calls up and says, can you tour the day I'm off so I can see it?
I'm off three Thursdays from now. Can you play my town?
Yeah, that's not the first time we've heard that.
Steel Panther's high in demand. We have one last caller.
Only on weekends.
Only on weekends, yeah. We have one last caller. And Jeez.
Oh. No. You have to be above the age of one for sure. It's going to happen.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for your call. And Michael Starr, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
And everyone go pick up Balls Out. Balls Out. I like that's a good title. It really rolls off the tongue. Comes out this Tuesday. Shut up. Shut up.
Rolls off your tongue.
Hey, take the balls out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Rob, please.
Darn it.
Please, Rob.
No.
No, the sound bites that were just created.
Intervention, Rob, please.
You put that one on a tee, bro.
All right. All right, everyone pick up. Balls out when it comes out.
Of your mouth.
Of my mouth. Damn it, November 1st. And we're going to play the single off of it right now, 17 Girls in a Row. Michael Starr, thanks again for hanging out with us. Have a good one. Hey.
You're welcome, man. Thanks for having me on here. I'll talk to you guys soon. Rock hard.
Look out.
Hello, and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection Live cast. No, I couldn't make it tonight because of work,